Hello and welcome to Redeeming the Time with Pastors James and Letha Turner. The average person spends 13 hours a year on hold with an operator, over 40 hours a year just waiting in traffic, and over 1,800 hours a year watching television or on social media. Pastor James says, why not redeem some of that wasted time on memorizing God's Word? Join Pastor James and his wife Letha every day to memorize powerful Bible verses that will encourage you, convict you, challenge you, inspire you, and equip you. They teach these powerful verses in such a way that even a young child can memorize these verses. So grab your family and let's get into God's Word together.
Hello and welcome to Redeeming the Time, where we are memorizing God's Word 7 days a week. This week we are memorizing powerful verses about our walk. Today we are memorizing 1 Thessalonians 4:1 in the King James Version. 1 Thessalonians 4:1 says this, "Furthermore then, we beseech you, brethren, and exhort you by the Lord Jesus, that as you have received of us how you ought to walk and to please God, so you would abound more and more." We're going to break that down in a 3 different sections so that everybody out there can memorize this powerful verse about our walk. Everybody say 1 Thessalonians 4:1 with me 3 times. 1 Thessalonians 4:1. Again. 1 Thessalonians 4:1. Again. 1 Thessalonians 4:1. Now repeat this. "Furthermore then, we beseech you, brethren, and exhort you by the Lord Jesus." Say that with me. "Furthermore then, we beseech you, brethren, and exhort you by the Lord Jesus." Again. "Furthermore then, we beseech you, brethren, and exhort you by the Lord Jesus." Again. "Furthermore then, we beseech you, brethren, and exhort you by the Lord Jesus." Again. "Furthermore then, we beseech you, brethren, and exhort you by the Lord Jesus." Again. "Furthermore then, we beseech you, brethren, and exhort you by the Lord Jesus." All right, now we're going to memorize the second segment of that verse, "that as you have received of us how you ought to walk and to please God." Say that with me. "That as you have received of us how you ought to walk and to please God." Again. "That as you have received of us how you ought to walk and to please God." Again. "That as you have received of us how you ought to walk and to please God." Again. "That as you have received of us how you ought to walk and to please God." Again. "That as you have received of us how you ought to walk and to please God." One more time. "That as you have received of us how you ought to walk and to please God." Now here's the last segment of that verse, which is very much shorter and easy to memorize, and it says, "so you would abound more and more." Say that with me. So you would abound more and more. Again. So you would abound more and more. Again. So you would abound more and more. Again. So you would abound more and more. One more time. So you would abound more and more. Now we're going to put this powerful verse together, 1 Thessalonians 4:1. "Furthermore, we beseech you, brethren, and exhort you by the Lord Jesus, that as you have received of us how you ought to walk and to please God, so you would abound more and more." Here we go, 5 times. 1 Thessalonians 4:1. "Furthermore then, we beseech you, brethren, and exhort you by the Lord Jesus, that as you have received of us how you ought to walk and to please God, so you would abound more and more." 1 Thessalonians 4:1. Again, 1 Thessalonians 4:1. "Furthermore then, we beseech you, brethren, and exhort you by the Lord Jesus, that as you have received of us how you ought to walk and to please God, so you would abound more and more." 1 Thessalonians 4:1. Again, 1 Thessalonians 4:1. Furthermore, then, we beseech you, brethren, and exhort you by the Lord Jesus, that as you have received of us how you ought to walk and to please God, so you would abound more and more. 1 Thessalonians 4:1. Again, 1 Thessalonians 4:1. Furthermore, then, we beseech you, brethren, and exhort you by the Lord Jesus, that as you have received of us how you ought to walk and to please God, so you would abound more and more. One more time, everybody out there, good and loud, 1 Thessalonians 4:1. Furthermore, then, we beseech you, brethren, and exhort you by the Lord Jesus, that as you have received of us how you ought to walk and to please God, so you would abound more and more. 1 Thessalonians 4:1.
Thank you for joining Pastors James and his wife Letha on the Holy Spirit Broadcasting Network. James and Letha Turner are pastors, teachers, evangelists, and Assemblies of God U.S. missionaries. In the past 20 years, they have raised up thousands of believers and dozens of ministries that minister on the streets, under bridges, in the projects, and in the hood. They are passionate about preaching the gospel, reaching the lost, loving on the homeless, and rescuing women from the life of drugs and prostitution. To learn more about their ministry, or to partner with them to plant inner-city churches all over America, go to their website today at bridgethegap.net.